Hello, my name is Tom Hendrick from WooWoo Blogs, and you're watching Destination Eurovision Meetup. I'll introduce myself by saying hello, my name is Tom Hendrick, and I am an actor, originally from Leicester, but I currently reside in London. I write for WooWoo Blogs. I'm a Polish folk dance instructor and choreographer, and I love Leicester City Football Club. I think that's me in a nutshell. I was born in Leicester and I now live in London. My job is that I'm an actor. I graduated drama school about 7 years ago now, and I work in theatre productions as well as on screen as well. An amazing fact that people don't know about me. I used to play rugby. I used to play rugby to quite a good level. There's a club called Leicester Tigers. They have won the most rugby championships in England, and I was training with their academy, so with their younger team, when I was a teenager. So I could have been a rugby player. Yeah, I'd be a bit bigger than I am, but oh well, such is life. The most positive trait I'd say about my character is I'm quite passionate. I'm quite passionate in what I do. I love doing what I do, and whether that be acting or Leicester, WooWoo Blogs, sports, whatever it is, I'm very passionate and I love what I do. A negative trait, I'm very competitive. And that's also a positive trait in some ways, but I'm sometimes a bit overly competitive, and sometimes you might see a nasty side from me if you're ever playing tennis or badminton or football against me. You might see a different Tom. Meals. Okay, I'm sorry to all my vegan and vegetarian friends out there, but I love steak. A big fillet steak with some chips, French fries, and yeah, that's my favorite meal. It's so good, medium rare, if you're asking. What kind of meal? Well, apart from Eurovision, obviously, but I'm one of those annoying people that likes everything. As long as you don't scream at me, I mean, AWS Wiesadnia, that was as much that I like that. I enjoy that. But any more than that, I don't think I'd like it very much. Yeah, so really hardcore stuff, hardcore metal, people screaming at me, not my bag. But anything else I love. I love rock, I love R&B, I love hip hop, I literally I've been to Glastonbury Music Festival a few times because I just love the whole vibe and different kinds of music, obviously as well as Eurovision. But the great thing about Eurovision, obviously, it just incorporates all of that and everything that's good that's great about European music and how eclectic it is. My favourite thing to do with friends, I'd say, is honestly, it's just to hang out with them. It sounds ridiculous, but it just because what I used to do with some friends, not so much anymore, especially not in lockdown. But we used to have a bottle, like a flaska, like a bottle of vodka or something. Usually clear, sometimes flavoured, and we just have that, drink shots, chat, maybe play some games, some card games, or just enjoy each other's company. I love that, and I really miss that, and especially in lockdown. And yeah, that I think that's what I really love doing is just being present and with friends and just enjoying their company and laughing together. What I enjoy by myself, I love cooking. I cook everything from fish to meat, vegetarian, even vegan dishes. I mean, I can't list off all the dishes. I love cooking, cooking them all. I think that's what I enjoy doing by myself, whilst obviously listening to Eurovision music in the background. You know what? My motto is love what you do. That's it. Love what you do. I mean, life is too short to get up and do stuff or jobs that you hate. Whatever it is that you do in your life, enjoy it. Why settle for less? We've all got to pay bills, but find a way to enjoy earning money, whatever that is. I know some people find that easier than others, some people can't, and that's fair enough. But what I say is love what you do, whether that's work or play. Life's too short. That's another one. How did I become a Eurovision fan? Well, my family watch Eurovision every year, semi-religiously, but I've surpassed them. I've taken their watching Eurovision and then I've amped it up by a million. So that's where I used to watch it with my family when I was younger. But then when Katrina and the Waves won, when I was very young, that's when my love just absolutely just went pretty big. But then I'd say actually that started it, because UK won and I like winning. Little did I know now. I think 2002 was also a very important year because of Runaway, Estonia's song, and Seventh Wonder, Irarosko. I fell in love with those two women. I fell in love head over heels with those two women, and I was very disappointed that neither song won. I think I wanted Irarosko to take the win. It came second, and obviously I think Selin came third, but that year was a really, really, really special year because I think that's when I really understood, even when I was, 11, back in 2002. Yeah, something clicked and I was like, I love this. Whatever this is, the music, the flags, I love flags. Oh, that's another thing about me people don't like. I love flags. And I love when people said their country in French. I just loved it, everything about it, and I loved the whole party atmosphere. So, it just grew and grew from there. Is there anyone that's became a Eurovision fan because of me? I want to say my other half. She didn't like Eurovision at all, at first. I've shown her the light. I think since I've actually joined WeeWeeBlogs, I think she may have disliked it a bit more, not because of anything WeeWeeBlogs have done, but because I speak about Eurovision even more so than I was before, because I do a lot of writing, and now, yeah, probably her, yeah. Moment of doubt. Yes, I have. I won't name any countries because I don't want to get into political problems. I don't want anyone being upset with me. But there was one year that, I won't say which year, you might know. There's one year where I didn't think a song should have been in the contest at all, and it won. I don't believe political songs should be in Eurovision. And I understand a lot of countries have incredibly tough histories. They still do. A lot of them are still going through it. I understand that. I appreciate it and I respect it, first and foremost. However, I don't think a country should use Eurovision as a platform for that. It should be a celebration of music. It should be a celebration of Europe. I'm not saying all the songs should be happy and clappy and about peace, peace, love, love, but I don't think it should be about politics. And I'm sorry if I've upset anyone for that. I don't mean to be horrible, but yeah, there was one moment. And it was the only time I didn't pick the winner as well, which obviously didn't help. Every year, I pick the winner. I don't always love the song that wins, but I have a feeling, yeah, I probably will win. I'm rambling now, so I'll just move on to the next question. The biggest pro of Eurovision is that it... there's nothing like it. There is nothing like it. I mean, when I went to my first Eurovision, when I was actually in the arena back in 2011 in Dusseldorf, it was literally one of the happiest times ever, because it was literally that. Everyone was so happy. Everyone was so joyous. I've been to World Cups, football World Cups, rugby World Cups, concerts, music festivals. I've been to them all. I've done a lot. I'm fortunate in that way, because I love, well, first of all, I love music. But nothing was like Eurovision. The happiness from people from lots of different parts of the world, Europe, come together for this celebration of joy and music. There's nothing like it, and I wish for people who are Eurovision skeptics to just go. Don't even buy a ticket. Just go to where Eurovision's being held and just experience the joy for yourself. Genuinely, the cons of Eurovision. Well, similar to my previous answer, I don't like it when politics gets involved, and that is evident in some of the voting. Especially my fellow Brits would say no one votes for the UK and it's all political anyway. Not true. It is political. You know, my Greek friends will vote for them, my Cypriot friends and vice versa, and other countries do the same. But doesn't mean that country is going to win. It might get 10 points or 12 points from that country, but it's all about votes from all the countries. So, you know, I don't know. But that's probably my con about the contest. Yeah. Well, that's it. My pre-selection favourite. That's an easy one. It has to be Melodifestivalen. It has to be Melodifestivalen. Melodifestivalen is Eurovision pre-selection done right. Having semi-finals and finals. I understand they've got the public that watches that. But if other countries start actually taking a punt that this could work, a similar competition in their countries, and play it for a few years so the public gets used to it, I think every country could have a similar competition to Melodifestivalen. It's an incredible, incredible thing, and you hear some amazing songs. I mean, songs I wish a lot of the Melodifestivalen songs were all going to Eurovision. You know, it's an incredible concert. And one day I will go to watch it live. Maybe next year. Shout out to the mamas though. Love you girls. You're incredible. That what country deserves to be called best? That's easy. It's Ireland. Period. No one can say anything more. They've won 7. Everyone else has won 6 or lower. If Sweden wins next year and they get 7, it'll be Sweden and Ireland. Absolutely fair enough. Even though Sweden currently has Melodifestivalen, even though UK has some of the biggest acts in the world, in the music scene, not obviously in Eurovision, but it is Ireland. They've won 7. Currently, they are the most successful Eurovision country in the world. Period. Full stop. Which nation do I want to win that's never won? Easy. That's probably the easiest question. Poland. Poland needs to win Eurovision. I think that they're winning Junior Eurovision so much now that that surely it'll be the time. I mean, Polish songs for Eurovision haven't been that great They haven't. I'm sorry to all my Polish brothers and sisters. I feel your pain. You know, I'm Polish as well. That's my British one. That one. My Polish Eurovision scarf. It hasn't been good enough. It hasn't been good enough. I don't think Poland's been taking it seriously. Even this year, with Szansa and our success, they could have gone full out, but it was like a half-assed job. I didn't like the concept of picking things out of random. Some singers getting Genghis Khan and some getting Tanya Ya. It doesn't make sense. Just let them sing their song, have a semi-final, have a final, let the public choose. It's simple. It doesn't need to be, you don't need to overcomplicate a national final. And I'm ranting because I'm very passionate about Poland doing well. They're in the bang in the middle of Europe. They've got friends from everywhere with that kind of voting. So if you get that kind of voting mixed with the great songs that everyone else votes, it will win. They just need a good song, and they haven't had a good song. Then it's as simple as that. Which ESC moment left me heartbroken? That's a tough one. That's really tough. I think there are better. No, I will. Yes, fine. I've already answered it, haven't I? Seventh Wonder. Even though I was 11 at the time, Seventh Wonder smashed my heart into the smithereens that it didn't win. It should have won in 2002. I'm sorry to all of my Latvian friends. You got your first win with an average song, in my opinion. Seventh Wonder should have won that year, and that left me heartbroken. I remember that. Even though it was many years ago, that definitely left me heartbroken. Which moment gave me indescribable joy? And I will tell you, that's a very easy one. When I went to Eurovision in the arena for the first time back in 2011 in Dusseldorf, it was that feeling of joy when I was watching Eurovision, something I've loved for many years, in the flesh with my own eyes, not through a TV screen. That was a very special moment. That gave me a lot of joy. I'm sure, you know, I've got lots of photos with me just all in my Great Britain gear, and I think I can't remember if I had a Polish flag with me as well, but I think I might have. But I was dressed in the Union Jack, and the smile on my face is just wow. Yeah, that was a moment. That was a hell of a moment that made me feel just so happy. Which three Eurovision artists do I love the most? Wow. Okay. Very difficult. You know what? I'll start with Irosko, because I loved Seventh Wonder so much. Her second song was okay, but I still remember Seventh Wonder in my head. So I'll go with Irosko as number one. You know what? I'm going to say Kino, number two. I love their new album, Okta. It's a brilliant album. I love their music. It's kind of what you would expect if you watch Eurovision, that kind of Euro pop, Scandi pop. But I love it. I love it so much. And I think they've been great ambassadors for Eurovision, obviously for Norway. Alexandra has got the best voice. She's awesome. Shout out. Hello, Alexandra. And I'd say Kino. Just really, really cool people. And I've met them as well. Really cool people. Love it. Three. I'm going to tie the three. That's two. I'm going to be naughty. One, Mahmoud. He's sheer class, sheer quality. When I showed Soldi to all of my non-Eurovision loving friends, they loved Soldi. Loved it. And it's obvious why. It's quality, really, really quality music. I saw him live in his gig when he came to London. He was just brilliant. He was brilliant. And tied with him, I'd say, is Eleni Foureira. Oh my God, that woman has talent. She can sing, she can dance, she has hair that does other things that her body is doing incredible things, and she sings. Oh my word. And when that was not, that song, Fuego, wasn't one of the bookies' favourites until the dress rehearsal. And I put a lot of money on that finishing in the top three when it was something like 50 to 1. I couldn't believe it. It was those odds were that high. Anyway, I'm rambling again. Point is, I won a lot of money. Thank you, Eleni. She's beautiful, hot, sings like a goddess, looks like a goddess. Eleni Ferreira. Which three entries have a special place in my heart? Okay, I'm going to keep repeating myself. Seventh Wonder is one of them. Even though Katrina and Waves kind of got me started in Eurovision. No, you know what? No, I'm going to say Katrina and the Waves. Katrina and the Waves, UK, when UK won, it was a special moment. When I watched that performance back, it makes me quite emotional. So yeah, I'm going to say Katrina and the Waves. Irolosco, Seventh Wonder, number two. And the third one is very difficult. Because it's very hard to narrow songs down. I'm going to have to split again. I'm sorry. This is against the rules. Solely, Rasmus and Higher Ground, loved it. Fuego, Spirit of the Sky, God, I'm splitting them all over the place. I'll stop there. Many songs. If someone were to ask me which was the best and worst year, my favourite Eurovision year was 2015. It was the best year, even though I wasn't completely satisfied with the winner. I was happy with Mons winning, but it was just so strong that year that I don't think I could make my mind up. It was obviously it was Loic with Rhythm Inside, Guy Sebastian, Australia's first entrant. That was an amazing song. Million Voices, Grande Amore, that was an incredible song. Moreland? But yeah, amazing. It was the most amazing year, so strong. And whenever I have my non-Eurovision friends asking me for which year should I watch? Watch that one, 2015. The worst year, 2005 was the worst year, and sorry to all my Greek friends. It's the one year where I just I don't have the CD for it. That doesn't mean much, but I remember I was 14 and I thought, it's just not very good, is it? It's just not a very good year. So yeah, 2005 was the weakest year. Maybe I should listen back to some of 2005 songs. I probably won't know many 2005 songs. So I should probably listen to the album and see if I like it now I'm a bit older. Have I figured out my role in the Eurovision fan base? That's hard. That's a hard question. No. Not yet. These things come with time. And I just don't think I know my stuff. And I've been watching Eurovision since I was a child. I think within the Eurovision fan base, I'm probably not that known yet. I'm no William, I'm no Devin. First of all, William is the hardest working man I've ever seen in my life. Devin is incredible. He's an incredible, incredible man. I've spent a lot of time with him. He's so much fun. And when they're together on screen, it's the chemistry is amazing, and that's one of the reasons what brought me to Wii U Blogs in the first place, just because these two gentlemen are just so much fun, and now I'm happy because I know they're lovely people as well, but I'll never be like that. I don't think I'm as energetic as either of them, but I hope people, when they see me, they'll go, okay, that's he's the English guy. He knows his stuff. He knows Eurovision stuff, and we just want to watch more of it, because I like I said, I won't be as animated as William or Devin or some of the other guys that do it. But I hope when they see that they'll appreciate that I'm a different kind of Eurovision fan. I'm not sure if you'll get my drift or not. Maybe you do. but I have a different perspective on Eurovision songs, life, and someone actually said to me a few times actually when I've been to different Eurovisions, you're the most knowledgeable straight Eurovision fan, and I love that. I don't think I can get away with putting that on a t-shirt. I don't think I could, but I like that. And I didn't say that. Someone else, a few people have said that to me, and I'll take that. I'll run with that. The coolest part of what I do at Eurovision. Honestly, the coolest part could have been meeting acts, could have been talking about something I love doing all the time. Or what, listening to, shall I say. But it's not. Wii U Blogs is a big part of it, actually. Another Wii U blogger called Lucy Percy. She's quite well known in the Eurovision community. And she's now one of my best friends, period. I mean, because of Wii U Blogs and because of Eurovision. She's from the same city as me. We didn't even know and each other until Wii U Blogs came about, and I think that's her and meeting people like Deben and William and Angus and many of the others who I've yet to meet. It's an incredible community, and that's my favourite thing. I feel like another little family that I've got that I can turn to if I need help, advice, whatever. And yeah. It's a lovely thing to be part of, and I think that's the coolest thing for me, music aside. My Eurovision bucket list. You know what? I haven't actually been to the press room yet, and I know, right? Just tough to believe, but I would like to be there. I'd like to experience. I've been to Eurovision many times. I've seen it since I was a little thing, but I want to be there in the press room writing articles, interviewing the acts for Wii U Blogs. Yeah, to be in the press room would be very special, I think. So that's a bucket list thing that I need ticking off next year, William. Yeah, I think I'll be great. I think I'll be great at that. How would I love to be remembered by the Eurovision community? Well, I'm an actor, so I would like the Eurovision community to, in the future, to remember me as an actor who loves Eurovision. And he was part of Wii U Blogs, and they respect that I know my stuff. They respect that I love the contest. But also the fact that they love my work as well. And I hope they follow my work because the Eurovision community is like no other. It's amazing. And so I hope they follow me in time and my career, and not just through Wii U Blogs, but my acting. So yeah, I hope they remember that. And yeah, that's Tom Hendrick. He loves Eurovision, you know. Sounds good to me. And also what people have been telling me, the most knowledgeable straight Eurovision fan. I'll take that as well. I'll take it all, love. That was weird. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Like this?
Can you hear me? 1, 2, 1, 2. Hello.
Good. Yes, I think I can put this on, no problem. Thank you very much.
Oh wait. I'm really looking forward to this. No, thank you for asking for me. Bit high.
Sorry, I thought it was next week. Right, sorry about the rest. Alright, let's go.
Like that? Good. I usually get one of the sound monkeys to do it. All right.